This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Campaigning has reached its peak for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single phase elections in Maharashtra. In Jharkhand, star campaigners of both NDA and India bloc are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address two rallies and will hold a roadshow in Jharkhand today. The first election meeting of the Prime Minister will be held at Chandipur Football Ground in Chandan Kyari Assembly Constituency in Bukaro at 1 p.m, while the second election rally will be at Aerodrome Ground in Garhwa at 3:15 p.m. The PM will also hold a roadshow in Ranchi at 5:15 p.m. On the other hand, senior JMM leader Hemant Soren will address a series of meetings at Bhavantpur, Tamar and Khijri, while senior RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav will address people at Huntergunj in Chatra. Leaders of the AJSU and left parties will also address rallies in different parts of Jharkhand. Minister of Power Manohar Lal today flagged off the electric vehicles rally in New Delhi. On the occasion, he also launched the EV as a service program. In his address, the minister said that electric vehicles play a significant role to reduce pollution. Highlighting the EV as a service program, he said, "This program has been started for a noble cause, which was much needed for Delhi." Talking to the media, the minister said, "Pollution primarily occurs from industrial activities, construction work, and transportation." He added that each sector should make efforts to reduce its pollution-causing production. Seven Indian institutions have secured a place in the top 100 of the QS World University Rankings Asia 2025. India is home to two universities in the top 50 and seven in the top 100, with the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Delhi, leading at 44th place. In a statement, Education Ministry said that this addition highlights India's impressive upward trajectory in higher education across the continent. In Jammu and Kashmir, one terrorist was killed in an encounter with security forces in Sopor town of Baramulla district yesterday, while two to three other terrorists are still trapped there. Officials said a fierce gunfight broke out between the security forces and terrorists in the Rampura locality of Sopor yesterday evening. Following specific inputs about the presence of terrorists, a joint anti-terror operation was started by the Army, CRPF and J&K police. In a significant development having far-reaching implications on Indian students, Canada has announced the discontinuation of a Student Direct Stream or SDS visa program. The SDS is a key pathway for international students seeking permits for studies. It is said that the decision has come as part of the country's attempts to address the ongoing housing shortages and resource strain. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a treaty establishing a comprehensive strategic partnership with North Korea. The preamble to the treaty said that the document aligns with the core interests of the two nations, aiming to ensure regional and global peace, security and stability. The treaty also includes provisions for immediate military and other forms of assistance if either nation faces an armed attack, as stipulated by Article 51 of the UN Charter. In a major development for West Asia peace negotiations, Qatar has announced it will suspend its role as mediator between Israel and Hamas, citing concerns that both the parties are no longer negotiating in good faith. The Gulf state, which has traditionally served as a diplomatic bridge between the warring parties and host Hamas political office in its capital Doha, has been a crucial intermediary alongside Egypt in facilitating talks between the two sides. In judo, Indian athletes have won three bronze medals at the Senior Asian Judo Open in Hong Kong. In the women's 48kg category, India's Angel Yadav triumphed over Lau Wan Lok of the host country. The Indian judoka secured victory with an ippon, earning her a spot on the podium. And in squash, India's Anahat Singh has clinched the women's single title at the New South Wales Open in Sydney, Australia this morning. She defeated Helen Tang of Hong Kong 3-1 in the summit clash. Anahat started off with a setback, losing the first set to Tang. However, she made a strong comeback. And in cricket, India will take on South Africa in the second match of the four-match T20 series in South Africa this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.